One of the city's transit initiatives includes a $360,000 contract to test microtransit as a way to reduce vehicle congestion in town. A local company owned by Sam Rubin has submitted his proposal to the city outlining his unique app-based operation. Mountain Transportation Network is a sister company to Rubin's Four Seasons Concierge service, and they want to be Park City's microtransit provider. Rubin admittedly says he thought the e-bike program, Kimball Circulator, electric bus, and service to and from Camas would be a failure.
For example, let's just look at the e-bikes. I mean, we're not even a month in, and today it's going to pass 19,000 miles and almost 5,000 trips. I don't think anyone would see that type of success or have thought that it would have been that successful. You see, Summit County saying that the Kimball Junction Circular has exceeded all of their expectations. The e-buses are popular. Summit County is looking at expanding the Camas connector in the wintertime to 7 days and adding an additional stop. So I think when you start looking at all that stuff, it's all really starting to, kind of hit on all strides. And then when you look at what microtransit can bring in to this picture, I think microtransit really can add the most to any one of those components.
Rubin says the app they use will be smart enough to get riders to a bus as quickly as possible.
So our solution, for example, will actually interact directly with the Avail Technologies, the MyStop app. So one of the initial obstacles or the initial feedback that we were getting from the public was, I don't want to sit outside when it's snowing or raining waiting for the bus. So if you kind of picture this, what will happen is when we show up at your driveway, we pick you up and you request a microtransit ride, you're going to say, I want to go to the bus stop. Now, you and I think that if we go out of your driveway and turn to the left, that's physically where the closest bus stop is. Our software is actually going to interact directly in with the MyBus technology. And so when we hit the start of a ride, it's actually going to say, well, if we go out to the right and drive past two stops, by the time we get there, the bus will be pulling up right away. Because of that, you will not have to wait outside in the snow or the rain.
The app works like other on-demand ride companies.
It'll be very similar to some of the other kind of transportation type of apps. You mentioned Uber and Lyft, where you tap the button and the car shows up. It will be showing up in the 5 to 7 minute range. Our technology partner, DashRide, is in over 400 different markets already. So they've got a great data set, so they know basically kind of where we should be staging. They know, at 6 minutes, you'll wait for a ride. At 7 or 8 minutes, you'll just jump in the car. So we can stage everything directly. But no, it's not going to be a pre-arranged. It's going to be on demand.
The city's RFP included a preference for electric vehicles. Rubin says after evaluating all electric and hybrid vehicles, he concluded that Tesla, the only all-wheel drive electric vehicle on the market, makes the most sense to use.
So we've broken it down and we've got everything on our website. And it really shows what the cost is to go 1 mile in a vehicle. So if you look at a traditional suburban for-hire vehicle, you're looking to travel, and we're talking just gas-wise, you're about 17 cents for 1 mile down the road. On a hybrid vehicle, you're about 9 cents. When you look at an electric vehicle, you're about 3.5 cents. So it's almost one-third of the cost of a hybrid.
Mountain Transportation Network submitted a proposal that virtually is a break-even proposition for the company. He hopes his Four Seasons Concierge transportation service will get residual business for customers needing a traditional taxi.
If you say, I'm in Park Meadows and I want to go to No Name, it'll say, hey, this is not a microtransit ride. Would you like to transfer over to a fee-based, on-demand type of ride, which then uses the existing for-hire community? In that side of it, similar to how Uber and Lyft take a commission of the ride from the drivers, we will take that type of a cut, or we'll work on that type of a model.
Proposals were due to the city on August 4th. The Transportation Department will make recommendations to the City Council for their August 31st meeting. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.